Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise and we worship you and we thank you for a new day. And we thank you that you especially reward and encourage and motivate your servants, prophets, and saints in this day, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your goodness that is appointed for us. And thank you, Lord, that we can partake of it this day and every day, in Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 8, verse 28 and 29. When they arrived on the other side of the lake, in the region of the Gadarenes, two demonized men confronted Jesus. They lived among the tombs of a cemetery and were considered so extremely violent that no one felt safe passing through that area. The demons screamed at Jesus, shouting, "Son of God, what do you want with us? Leave us alone. Have you come to torment us before the appointed time?"
Oh, there's a revelation in this, you know, that the demons, they recognize the Son of God. And they recognize there's an appointed time, their appointed time, where they would be thrown into the lake of fire. And then also beautifully, we just read on further. That's tomorrow's readings. And Jesus tells them, out, you know. So they are illegal operators here on earth. And Jesus has taken up authority already. And he's redeemed from all nations, tribes, people, servants, prophets, and saints. He's redeemed us, the believers, so that we can rule on earth. You can see that in Revelation 5 verses 9 and 10, made us kings and priests on this earth to rule. So just as Jesus had authority there, and now us together with him, we've also got authority. And that's the whole thing, staying in tune with the Lord. He's the head, we are the body. He's the bridegroom, we are the bride. He's the wonderful vine that brings the God quality of life to us, and we are the branches to bring it into the world. So I just want to take us to 1 Peter 13. It says, "Gird up the loins of your mind, set your hope fully, your expectation, your dreams, your vision, fully upon the revelation of Jesus." And some translations would say coming, but that is the coming, the revelation, as he has called you out and now he reveals himself to you. And the book of Revelation gives us some wonderful insight into the revelation of anything. And just as the revelation of Jesus, it's who he is, who he was, and what he is going to do. So it's opening the understanding of what he stands for. That's what the book of Revelation. And we just shared now already, you know, as kings and priests, he's taken us to reign. We can see that in Revelations 5, 9 to 10. But I just want to take us to Revelations 11, 15 to 18. And there he talks about the kingdoms of this world has become the kingdom of our God. So this is where, I mean, we even told to pray that your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And it's so beautiful to know as children of God that has happened. And so the book of Revelations is not in order. It's a revelation here and a revelation there. And that end part there, Revelations 21, 22, that is where his spirit has been poured out and his kingdom has come. And so we come and we enter into it. As you see there, there is the saints, the priests, the servants of the Lord, the prophets of the Lord, they are rewarded, they're in the kingdom. And when we're born again, we're in that kingdom. And then he's wiping away his tears. He's leading us on paths of righteousness. We're partaking of the table of the Lord, and we are overcoming. And then you've got the people on the outside. But Revelation 11, you can see here, he talks about he rewards his servants, his prophets, and his saints. And he destroys the destroyers of the earth. And so, as we saw, the demons understand this, you know, that there's appointed time for the Babylon, this evil world system, this evil priestly, the evil prophets and priests that proclaim that are perverts, Antichrist, puppets of the devil, evil kings, priests and prophets, and their puppets, they are going to be taken out. Amen. Revelation 19 talks about the beast and the false prophet being thrown into the lake of fire. Revelation 29:10 talks about Satan, the devil, being thrown into the lake of fire. And then in Revelation 20:13-50, we even see death. Death is going to be taken out, and even hell going to be taken out. And all those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life is going to be thrown into the lake of fire. It's Revelation 20:13-15. So, guys, we know, we need to know our Lord is Lord of all. Amen? The dead and the living, the evil and the good, but especially he's the Lord of us, and he's the Lord of the harvest. So this world was made for God and his people, and he's, as the Lord of the harvest, he has gathered us, if we are born again, into his kingdom, into his barn, and he's processing us to be sufficient and efficient workers in this harvest field. And that's what it's all about, guys. And so we must pray for the harvest fields of this world, the political situation, the medical situation, the agriculture situation, the school situation, everywhere. Amen. God's people have got the right to rule, not these evil, perverted kings, priests, and prophets and their puppets. So, guys, arise and shine. God has made all things available. You know, where he says, gird up your mind and set your hope fully upon the revelation of Christ Jesus. It's relative to the prophets, the people that has laid the foundation for the kingdom and who are now in the kingdom. It's them, they were inquiring, the prophets were inquiring, when will this time come of the sufferings of Christ and the consequent glory? And then the word comes in 1 Peter 1, I think it starts in verse 10. It says, it was not for them, but for us. So we play a mighty part in the revelation of Jesus as the King of mankind, as the King of all, and the Restorer of all. So it's time to shine, because the sufferings of Christ and his consequent glory is here to be seen and experienced now in his body, in his vines, in his branches. Amen. So arise and shine, for your light has come. And as you are effective and you shining wherever God has placed you, you bearing fruit, also pray that the Lord of the harvest, Jesus, our Lord and King, that's in the business of restoring, and we also in the business of restoring together with him, we pray that people are thrust into the areas that they were predestined to walk in. We are God's workmanship in Christ Jesus for good works laid out for us. So, Lord, in Jesus' name, bring about your people in every area on this earth where they need to be lights, and make no room for these evil kings, priests, and prophets and their puppets. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.